As an interesting aside, Darwin Smith, Coleman Mockler, and George Kane came from inside the company. Stanley Galt, Al Dunlap, and Lee Iacocca rode in as saviors from the outside, trumpets blaring. This reflects a more systematic finding from our study. The evidence does not support the idea that you need an outside leader to come in and shake up the place to go from good to great. In fact, going for a high-profile outside change agent is negatively correlated with a sustained transformation from good to great. 10 out of 11 good-to-great CEOs came from inside the company, three of them by family inheritance. The comparison companies turned to outsiders with 6 times greater frequency, yet they failed to produce sustained great results. A superb example of insider-driven change comes from Charles R. "Cork" Walgreen III, who transformed Dowdy Walgreens into a company that outperformed the stock market by over 15 times from the end of 1975 to January 1, 2000. After years of dialogue and debate within his executive team about Walgreens' food service operations, Cork sensed that the team had finally reached a watershed point of clarity and understanding. Walgreens' brightest future lay in convenient drugstores, not food service. Dan Jornt, who succeeded Walgreen as CEO in 1998, described what happened next. Cork said at one of our planning committee meetings, "Okay, now I am going to draw the line in the sand. We are going to be out of the restaurant business completely in 5 years." At the time, we had over 500 restaurants. You could have heard a pin drop. He said, "I want to let everybody know the clock is ticking." 6 months later, we were at our next planning committee meeting, and someone mentioned just in passing that we only had 5 years to be out of the restaurant business. Cork was not a real vociferous fellow. He sort of tapped on the table and said, "Listen, you have 4.5 years. I said you had 5 years 6 months ago. Now you've got 4.5 years. Well, that next day, things really clicked into gear to winding down our restaurant business. He never wavered. He never doubted. He never second-guessed. Like Darwin Smith selling the mills at Kimberly-Clark, Cork Walgreen's decision required stoic resolve. Not that food service was the largest part of the business, although it did add substantial profits to the bottom line. The real problem was more emotional. Walgreens had, after all, invented the malted milkshake, and food service was a long-standing family tradition dating back to his grandfather. Some food service outlets were even named after the CEO himself, a restaurant chain named Corky's. But no matter, if Walgreens had to fly in the face of long-standing family tradition in order to focus its resources where it could be the best in the world, convenient drugstores, Cork would do it. Quietly, doggedly, simply. The quiet, dogged nature of Level 5 leaders showed up not only in big decisions, like selling off the food service operations or fighting corporate raiders, but also in a personal style of sheer workmanlike diligence. Alan Wurzel, a second-generation family member who took over his family's small company and turned it into Circuit City, perfectly captured the gestalt of this trait. When asked about differences between himself and his counterpart CEO at Circuit City's comparison company, Wurzel summed up, "The show horse and the plow horse. He was more of a show horse, whereas I was more of a plow horse."
This ends Disc 1.